was there with some of the stuff in New Orleans, Bill Robson, and when he came down New Orleans, he played on the same stage where Sophie Tucker and all the big stars, and we up in the buzzing room.
Buzzing room?
No main room, you better not even pass that buzzing room. That's that. So, it all looked like midgets from where we were sitting. Now it's Sophie Tucker singing some of these days of many times, and tear up the walls and everything. But it's this Bill Robson. Erlanger Theater. I never forget it. We played at the Lincoln Garden. That's when Chicago was jumping. And I played second trumpet with King Oliver. Just come out of New Orleans. So he said, well, I'll take you tomorrow. It's my name. But we don't do so. So I'm sitting there. And everybody's turning about so because they didn't come up to that mama or whatever it is, and she had a story. So young Bill Robson lived with us, always kept that beautiful physique in that way. And he had on a Java beans and a little breasted suit on a brown finish. Tell the truth, I never saw a colored man in my life that show.
Wow.
All in. They wear box backs and all that, really button shoes and all that. She heard that Summers walks out. And after all the frogs died down, he said, give me a light, my color.
What color was it?
Oh, all the lights went out.
All the lights went out.
Give me a light, my color. Boom, the house went out. Oh, that's what they had. And then that's when he threw all that rubbish.
One of the most fascinating evenings that I've spent.
Second life. singer, I mean, to, you know, in the coast lady. That's my life. I just lived, my second wife. She played that piano, and she was valedictorian of this university. You know, she got to be a smart bitch. And we lived together, maybe 8 or 9 years. Mother, she had a stroke and everything, bought the home on 44th Street in Chicago, and bought the beautiful lots in Idlewild, and some of the bailers selling it, and all that shit. So she bought, she built a home and all that shit. I said, well, why don't you will this shit to some of your family? I said, the hell with the family. You the one that bought this for me. My mother, before she died, said, you give that back to her. I said, well, I don't need it. She said, I wouldn't give her that. If I died there tomorrow, it's yours. She said, somebody's give me a glass of water when I'm sick. I said, well, no, it's been years, you know.
What a testimonial of that, huh? She's got his pictures all over that house.
And she still says that to
she
this
day. She's got an album called Satchmo and Me.
Ira.
Yeah.
That woman was in my room. That's right. dancing, but ain't no sense of saying that much about pops.
Oh, my goodness.
Stormy Fox. He was sitting in a barber chair one time or something, you know, like, it's our people, that's why we, I like to say this, that's why they have so much struggle in it. They don't pull together because they're like a battle of crabs in our side. You know, like a crab get to the top and all that must reach up and pull that straight back down in that barrel. And that's what it is. Now, why would somebody say anything about me? I mean, I'm paying benefits and doing this. But Krantz is getting a haircut and somebody says, what do you mean? They're getting ready to take him. And he was just a teenager then. Wouldn't stand what somebody said, nothing about Pops. And
he goes still
right
now.
Right there.
Well, I don't think anybody.
No, maybe you'll find a lot of
Sylvia, I've gotten in fights over Pops. There were some awfully dumb, stupid, evil people. I've gotten in punch fights over Pops.
You know what I mean?
I can't understand.
No, they're just, that's why we...
You want to know something? I have known...
Butted up cities for what?
I've known who cities.
They don't want to get nothing. They don't want you to have nothing.
And the way this woman speaks of her husband is, to me, one of the most beautiful testimonials to a human being. Really? Because you are like your baby. You're her baby.
He's a father, baby.
He's everything that she's ever had in the world.
That's right.
You see, he is the most complete thing that has ever happened in her life, because I know him.
Isn't she lucky?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But so is he, because she loves his ass.
Went a long ways with that. I went a long ways with the sales and of course, club and things like that. And,
but you raised her, you see. You made a woman out of her.
I raised
her
right up to my hand.
It's too hard.
That's right. I call in the morning anyway. You know what I mean? Say, how you coming on? Say, I'll be straight for Reno. I feel like I'm a nice laugh there, you know? And she'd be there every day, you know?
Oh, I love her. She's a great girl.
So, I mean, all them little things, I mean, that don't all make the focus. That's the only thing I don't have the things of interest, you know.
But you see, that's why you should have a tape recorder going all the time. It's a little corner where you're not even aware that it's
going. It's good, but I don't want it. It's too fictitious, you know. I don't want to go into all that. I can remember that any time I want to go.
Well, great.
I'll keep it right
on. I want to read that book, especially the chapter on me. Four empty pages.
Well, that's the Swiss thing. Less than a Trojan if you don't use it. You know, I ain't wasting that, you know. I just took two just now.
Well, darling.
Well, I'll be straight when I go to the theater.
All right.
8 o'clock this morning, you know what you had? Bummer at
the
On this note, may I take leave of you and go home and take mine? She's
well, yeah, you can take it here. It'll be better. I mean, you might put it in the house. But I'm sure you ought to take it right now.
No, okay.
It'll do you more good to take it now while you're sitting here. And the hours makes the difference. But you better.
I think I'd better wait till tomorrow night, however, because I don't have a matinee on Thursday.
Well, okay. All right. But before that day, you'll be straight.
Well, I trust I'll be straight anyway, but I'll be straighter on Thursday.
Tyree, I made a deal with Tyree Grant, you know, he didn't go mad. And,
yeah, I saw him at the Village Day Horn.
He ate too much, because if he get a big plate of food, and he's poor, and the hell would I pay for this money, you know, anyway, and that's the wrong thing. Okay, I said, I tell him to do it. I made a deal with him. If you come into my dressing room that day, every concert is over, and take Swiss Chris, I'll figure out along with you, because I'm going to take it anyway. For 4 weeks, and you'll see the difference. You know? So he tried it for about 3-4 nights, and then about the fourth night, I saw him in the hotel, he didn't come to the dressing room, and you know what he said to me? Where did you go? Where did I go? I was still in the dressing room waiting for him. He's trying to find his excuse. He said, man, I tell you, it works me people to email.
Well, it does happen sometimes to some people. Now, I have a delayed reaction to all medications.
He does 2 hours
do
later.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, it's like a wake up pill and go to sleep.
But you know, I'm an asthmatic and I take medication for asthma. I take Tedrol, and if I want that Tedrol to work, I have to take it the day before.
Yeah.
You have to find your own way if it's that one.
Yes, it is. Then you just have to find your own way in your system, because there are some people who do have delayed reaction to medication.
I know. That's kind of that medication.
But I did see
herbs.
I saw Diary at Phyllis Fairmont funeral, and I was even so enormous.
And now so much. He met that. He's lost some weight playing around.
Yeah.
But he always got a story. Yeah, in Antibes, I think it was. He said, man, actually, first grip went so fast, and I got in my room, I couldn't even have time to take my coat off.
I know someone got stuck on the subway with it. Well, someone needs to be stuffed the salad. Look,
on the
on the way to work, left his house out of the salad.
Thank you for my sweet Chris.
That's the way the ball plays.